State Senator Patty Ritchie has secured funding for post-traumatic stress disorder treatment for soldiers and veterans. The announcement comes just days after River Hospital was given the okay to continue its program. WRVO's Julia Botero reports.
The River Hospital's wellness program was in danger of shutting down just last month. The Army had decided to move all PTSD treatment programs back onto bases across the country. River Hospital CEO Ben Moore says after the news broke, he sat down with elected officials like Senator Ritchie and Congresswoman Elise Stefanik.
I think all that brought it to a conclusion that this was a good program, that the realization was we actually had a higher level of care than the Army was planning to provide on post.
Moore says writing and art classes, group therapy, and yoga are some of the methods the hospital uses that makes it unique. The River Hospital has treated 250 soldiers since 2012. Late last week, the Army revised its decision. Fort Drum would be allowed to continue sending soldiers to River Hospital. Ben Moore says the recent surge of support for the program has left him a little less worried.
Actually, the soldiers themselves made the case for us in how they expressed what they felt about the program. That realization on the part of everyone certainly bodes well for our future.
The funding secured by Senator Ritchie will be split between the River Hospital's wellness program and Watertown Vets Peer-to-Peer Outreach Center. For WRVO News, I'm Julia Botero in Watertown.